Hello, I'm CRM Technology Specialist John White with Microsoft Dynamics CRM. In this video, I'm going to be talking about cloud computing, the benefits and characteristics of cloud computing, and about Windows Azure, the new Microsoft cloud computing platform. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of focus in the industry lately about cloud computing, what cloud computing is going to mean in terms of how we deploy applications, how applications are hosted and how they're accessed, as well as the business value that this is going to bring in terms of the reduction of costs and things like that. So I thought it'd be good to start with and just simply talk about, well, you know, what exactly is cloud computing? So I went out and I did some searches and started reading around because I wanted, you know, I have my own idea of what cloud computing is, but I wanted to kind of get a sample of what other people out in the net were thinking about cloud computing. So the first guy I ran into was this guy, Richard Stallman, who is the founder for GNU. If you're not familiar with GNU, it's a flavor of Linux. And of course, he thought it was a trap, you know, being from the open source community. He felt this was a trap to lock people into vendor proprietary technology. This guy wasn't really happy about it either. He was perhaps he was a developer, and he thought he was going to have to learn a whole new set of computing technology and programming capabilities and things of that nature. And I ran into these guys, and they looked like they were having a convention, and so I wanted to hear what they had to say. And they told me a little more than I wanted to. It was just kind of too much detail on that one. And I found this individual, and this guy, you know, he's happy to be here. He's just he's excited about cloud computing. He sees all the benefits that cloud computing is going to bring to him as a business and as an application developer. And he really has engulfed the cloud computing benefits and values. So I've kind of come down to my own conclusion. You know, cloud computing is actually pretty simple to understand. It is pretty much what we've been doing. It's building applications that are accessible via internet-enabled devices, applications that can scale, applications that provide us information and allow us to do business. The difference is we're simplifying all of the technology and all the process to do that. Cloud computing is going to allow users to access applications, services, data storage all across the internet from different devices. It's going to give us the ability to self-manage our applications that are hosted in the cloud so we can control the scalability and the availability of the applications. It's also going to reduce the efforts necessary to be able to manage these applications and to deploy them and get them hosted up in an environment that is accessible to the internet and to a variety of users. Some of the benefits of cloud computing is just that. It's, you know, it's reducing the cost and the business effort required to get applications hosted and put up into a cloud computing environment where they're available to users. Some types of conversations that you'll probably be hearing around cloud computing is the flexibility of how in the past, how hard it's been to get applications deployed, but since we've moved over into a cloud computing environment, how much easier that's been, and how we've been able to shift the burden of managing that application and managing all that hardware and technology from our organization outwardly to essentially outsource that, as well as to the business value that we've now got, because instead of having to focus on managing the data center, managing all of those IT resources, we're now able to put that energy and that effort into building out applications and services that are more orientated to providing business value to our customers. You know, Ray Ozzie, the chief software architect for Microsoft, understands and sees the impact that cloud services and cloud computing is going to have on our industry, and that's kind of evidenced by the commitments that Microsoft has to get all of their applications running inside the Azure platform. And so as we look out to the future, we're going to see more and more Microsoft business applications and hosted services built inside the Azure platform. And so we've talked a little bit about Azure, and you've heard me mention that a couple of times now. So what exactly is Windows Azure? Windows Azure, as I like to term it, is the actualization of cloud services. So when we think about cloud computing as being an abstract concept of technology, Windows Azure actually makes that benefit realizable through our development tools that we have. So development tools for you who are developing with Visual Studio to continue to develop in a familiar environment, to build applications, to be able to test them on your desktop in a simulated cloud environment known as the Fabric. The ability to host those applications, to be able to deploy those applications in a self-service manner, and then to go ahead and manage those applications and determine the availability that they have for consumption, as well as the scalability of those. The types of applications we're going to see built in the Azure platform are going to be applications that do kind of the same things that they do today, you know, storing customer information, archiving data, integrating applications. So the Azure platform is going to provide services that are going to make it easier for you to integrate applications from traditional on-premise and another hosted data environment, or even Azure to Azure type applications. As well, as I like to point out, is add-ons for business applications that are out there. So in the CRM world, no CRM product is going to give you 100% of exactly what you want out of the box. It's going to take probably some customization and some configurations, and quite often it requires an add-on or two of some type. Because what you need to do is to be able to implement that 10% part of your entire solution that incorporates very specific business process and things that are very specific to your organization. So Azure is going to give a place for those types of applications to be hosted. They'll be able to use the CRM web services to communicate and to pass data back and forth in between the two. So we should see a richer market for add-ons and extra functionality built out into business applications. So I've mentioned Azure. Let's go ahead and let's kind of formally introduce it in the services that are out there. So again, Windows Azure is this platform that's going to provide the ability to host applications. On top of this is going to be different types of services. Live services incorporate the Windows Live ID, or excuse me, the Windows Live services. The .NET services are going to include the Service Bus. The Service Bus will allow different applications to communicate with each other. There's two different types of data services, or data storage, if you will. There's what we call just cloud storage, which is part of the Azure platform, and then there's also the relational data type storage that we're all accustomed to in applications, and that's the SQL services will be available. And then we will have our other hosted online applications and the services they provide. And in this example, I'm pointing out the SharePoint Online services and the CRM services that would be available for consumption as well. I like to frame out a picture of the kind of whole process from a developer creating that application until the end users using it. End users need the ability to access applications across the internet, across a variety of different devices. Developers want to continue to develop applications in a way that's familiar, using the tools that they normally use already. And so we provide an Azure development tool that plugs into Visual Studio. This basically allows you to develop Azure applications and have those applications run on your desktop in a simulated environment. Call that the cloud on your desktop, if you will. And it also gives you access to the Azure data storage. So kind of two things there. One's the fabric, as we like to call it, of which the applications run in, and then the data storage. And these are available to be consumed and used in your desktop while you create your application. And you create your application, you're going to be using standard industry protocols and technology in terms of application communication. So here we see illustrated is the communication protocols such as SOAP and REST, and then of course the all familiar data description types, if you will, of XML. Once the application is developed, it will then be hosted and deployed into the Windows Azure cloud and then made available to the users. So I like this picture because it paints a complete life cycle of developing my application using the industry standard protocols, using the developer services and the Azure platform services, getting the application hosted into the Azure platform and then made available to the users. So we've mentioned these different types of services that are out there, so I thought we'd give a little bit more detailed description of those. So the Windows Azure service, the ability to develop applications in a scalable, available hosting environment. The Microsoft SQL services using the SQL Server technology, giving you the ability to have that relational database solutions that you've been accustomed to. The service bus, so it can have the communication and integration between applications that are in the cloud and applications that are not in the cloud, and as well as the live services, so being able to access and use the Windows Live services as well as data synchronization across multiple devices there. So here we are in Visual Studio. Let's go ahead and take a look at creating a Azure application. So I'm going to come up and I'm going to create a new project. I've already installed the Azure Visual Studio toolset, as well as I have the cloud running here locally on my desktop. It's all part of the same install. So I'm just going to go ahead and click to create a web and worker cloud service. We'll call this Hello Azure. And we'll go ahead and let the template build out for us. So you can see here, this is basically just a simple web application. All the configuration needs that are necessary have been created for me. So when it comes time to publish this application into the Azure platform, all of the things are going to be created for me there. So I can come in and go ahead and do my debugging here locally. And once I see that my application is running in a way that I like and I want to deploy it, I'll go ahead and go back to my Visual Studio environment and go ahead and just come up here and click Publish. And what Publish is going to do is go ahead and create those configuration files that I need to upload, as well as take me to the Azure developer developer portal. So I just needed to log into it there. And so once I'm in the Azure Developer Portal, and I want to go ahead and select a project, I've already got a project created here, so we're just going to take a look at this one. So we can see here that I've got a project. It's running at the moment. I've given it a label as version 4, so I've updated it a handful of times. This is the URL for my website here. If I wanted to go ahead and launch it, I could just click here and launch that application. And if I wanted to bring a new version of this application in, or if this was even the initial version, it would be the same process. I would simply select Deploy, and this is going to allow me to upload those new files. And so here I would go in and select my files, and so go ahead and go back to my directory where we published that. So we'll go back to code, Hello Azure. And in the published directory. And so here we'd go ahead, select that. Do the same thing for for my configuration file, which is in the same place there. So my service configuration, here we go. And so I can go ahead and provide a label for this. We could call it version 5, and then simply select to deploy. So I already have my application running. I'm not gonna select to deploy, but just wanted to show you what that process would look like and deploying and managing the application out into the cloud. And then you can see here too, once we have our application in the staging environment, then we'll be able just to push that over into the production environment. So Microsoft Dynamics CRM has a very extensible platform that allows you to add additional functionality and customizations to your CRM application. This really kind of gives birth to the idea of XRM, and XRM is a terminology used to describe applications that are, for all practical reasons, they are CRM type applications, but they haven't commonly been termed CRM. And so XRM allows us to have a focus point to discuss these types of functionalities with inside of a CRM application. And with Windows Azure Platform, we're going to have faster deployments using the Visual Studio .NET capabilities. We're going to be able to access the Windows Azure services incorporate data into our CRM system, pull data out of that CRM system. And so we're going to see different types of applications come up, and two of them that just come to my mind immediately are applications that perhaps do surveys for us, or perhaps applications that do different types of business intelligence and different types of dashboarding that are unique to our business. And so I've got a couple of screenshots here of different applications that I've built. This is an application that's actually running in the Azure platform. This is an application where a customer could come in and fill in some information, a survey, if you will. We could send this to them in a link inside of one of our managed campaigns, where we reached out to our customers or potential customers and had them fill in some information for us, and then go ahead and have that information submitted into the CRM system. The next type of application I meant is business intelligence applications that are very, very specific to the types of to the type of business that you're doing. So they'd be very unique, and with the Azure platform, we could see more of these applications come up and then become available for consumption by consumers. And so here I've built just an example. Perhaps a type of a dashboard that you might get see built using different graphical representation of tools. And again, the idea here is that it's probably going to be impossible to capture every single type of reporting capability that somebody would want to be able to see. And so by having a platform environment like Azure that can access the CRM services and push and pull information and do reporting that way opens up a whole new market of capabilities. And one thing I wanted to cover too was just a quick reminder of the idea of the Azure Service Bus that allows us to connect applications up that, the traditional applications that we have running today in an on-premise environment, we want to make sure we're able to communicate and connect those up with the Azure Services platform. So we've actually included a service that's going to make that process easy and seamless, and again, work with inside that Visual Studio development environment. So some takeaways from our presentation today is to remember that Azure is essentially a flexible Microsoft-hosted service platform for deploying and making applications available for consumption across the internet. The Azure platform allows you to leverage and to continue to use development environments that you're familiar with. It also provides you the ability to integrate between your on-premise applications and cloud applications. And the other thing that Azure is going to do is also it's going to reduce expense, and it's going to reduce cost and effort to get solutions developed and then deployed into the cloud environment. Well, thanks for joining us today for our presentation on cloud computing and Windows Azure. Be sure to check out www.azure.com for more information about the Windows Azure platform.